The National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP, will be undertaking a number of initiatives this year aimed at reducing crime in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So says Director of the NCCP, Rodney Small, during an interview with NBC News this morning. Small said one of the plans include raising awareness about the NCCP and its role.
The NCCP, under the Ministry of National Security, we have completed an entire work plan and a strat plan for the year. The year is 2024 to 2025 and beyond. Looking at where our programs would be best suited and paying very close attention to our target audience. We've known that we had an unfortunate year last year where our numbers, where crime and violence is concerned, was very high. So we did a lot of studies and a lot of observation and looking at different stats to see what would work for different communities, schools and churches and organizations on a whole. So a lot of our programs are geared and are specifically geared towards a lot of our target audience. So we have things that would be we geared towards the young people, the older folks, the community, the schools and the churches, stuff that has more hands-on approaches, more practical stuff, and of course bringing awareness to the whole NCCP and their role.
The NCCP director says plans are being made for the rollout of an initiative dubbed LOUD.
Right now, we're in the process of looking at an initiative that we call LOUD. We're still in the final stage where we want to have an aggressive takeover to all the schools where we go in with different influencers, not necessarily just popular public figures, but influencers, persons who can speak, persons who can be mentors to students, and not just students, but persons who sit on the block, or just community leaders, you know, embrace them again and get them to be a part of this initiative called LOUD, where, you know, we have an entire caravan and we want to take over the school for probably approximately a half an hour to 40 minutes just talking to the students. As I said, it's not finalized yet. That's just one of the initiatives that we really want persons to start looking forward to and talking about. So when that is finalized, we'll give a general update to the entire nation.
And Small said the NCCP will continue to work with the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force to address the local crime situation.
The Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force have been doing quite a number of walkthroughs from late last year. This is an initiative that they have been doing for quite a while, and we saw it fit at NCCP to collaborate with the police force, where we can also bring awareness, give out pamphlets and booklets about who we are and what we are about. Also take the opportunity there and then with the community, because these walkthroughs are geared towards different communities where we can have a conversation with the young people, where we can have a conversation with the citizens in that community and see, get some of their feedback and some of their suggestions, because NCCP is really the softer side of the fight against violence and crime. You know what I mean? What programs you think would work? How can we be a part? How can we help? What are some of the needs? What are some of the direct things that we can advocate for to help with the fight against crime and violence? While the police, you know, they take in some of the entertainment from the policeman, also bring some level of comfort to the community, that, you know what I mean, they can work together with the police so that they can feel safe again.
Director of the National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP, Rodney Small. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.